Matter of fact, I have felt like the progress has been good. We are on the verge of naming a number of additional cabinet members, just certainly within the next few days. And we've tried to have a deliberative process. We've tried to make sure that we were properly vetting and backgrounding and interviewing and I think we've come up with an incredible group of people, and others will be added that are just the cream of the crop, in my judgment.
You asked some to stay on as interims.
I did, yes.
Do we presume from that the others you asked not to stay on?
Well,
in other words, like ODOT.
Yes. That's right. I mean, there were some that we were ready to replace. Even prior to having made a final selection for a permanent replacement, that's right.
Anybody turn you down?
In terms of offering them a cabinet position?
Right.
Two people. And they did so, and I expected that they would need to, because they had very important ongoing obligations of a nature that would have made it nearly impossible for them to have withdrawn from their current obligations to have assumed the cabinet position. But nevertheless, I felt like I wanted to approach them to let them know of the respect I had for their abilities and for what I felt they could contribute if they were able to do so.
One other quick one. Did your predecessor leave a note in your desk that you found?
He never left me a note on my desk, but he sent me a letter, a hand-delivered letter. It was very nice. Bob and Hope Taft have been wonderful to me and to Francis during this transition period. And he has just been wonderful to me. That's all I can say, and I am deeply, deeply grateful.
What did the letter say?
Well, he said some personal things, but it was wishing me well and letting me know that he was available if in any way at any time he could be.